Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Monday. Thank you for tuning into our program. With me in the studio is Eric Norquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. He works with individuals, teens, marital, and really he has been a staple here at our office 2 decades now, right, Eric?
Just turned over 20 years this spring. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, you know, you've been here as long as I've been here.
Yeah.
So I think you beat me on that. But we are, you know, you bring such a wealth of information. You've been a past guest on our program, and I'm just so excited to have you here with us all week.
Well, thanks. I'm excited, too. I think this topic we're going to talk about is a helpful one and a needed one right now in our society.
It certainly is. Starting over, adjusting to divorce. And, you know, when you shared with me that God had really laid that on your heart to talk about, you know, I mean, this is a segment of the population I don't think we pay enough attention to, when we know stats say 50%+.
I would agree, yes.
Even in our churches.
Especially in our churches. In fact, some people tell me that's the loneliest day of the week is going to church alone or with their children with no partner. They see all these family activities and all these families happily, seeming happily together. It's difficult for them. They walk away feeling they're reminded of their singleness.
You know, I love that you bring that up, even right here in the beginning of the week, because in my church activities, we are pushing and looking at ministry to families. We have one ministry to those who have gone through divorce, and then there's a whole another blended family. We can do another program on that.
Sure.
But that is so true. So when we talk about starting over and adjusting to divorce, you know, I have to ask you, why did you choose this topic?
Well, I think it's a very, very traumatic experience for people to go through a divorce. Usually, not always, but almost always, it's the most traumatic thing people can endure in life. There used to be this old stress scale that gave point values to the most stressful life events, things like losing a job, having a financial change, things like that. And they always put death of the spouse up at the top as 100. Well, now they've come to realize that actually a divorce is more traumatic than losing your spouse. Mm-hmm. So it is now the number one most stressful event in life.
And I want to ask you that. Why do you think that those two flipped?
Well, I think it's the loss of control that people... I don't think we really realized how traumatic divorce really was back when these scales came out 20, 30 years ago. Now it's more widespread and more studied. I think when you have a divorce, you really experience a lot of loss of control over your most precious things, your children, your family, your finances, those things that really tamper with our security. Whereas in the death of a spouse, as awful as that is, you aren't having anybody to conflict with. You don't have to leave where you live. Your children don't have divided loyalties. Their lives don't change to the same extent. So it's just, I think a lot of it is that control factor.
And is it also feelings of rejection, especially if you were not the one that moved ahead?
Yes.
And then even the, even if you were the one that filed, the loss of a lifelong dream. I mean, I don't think we marry to get divorced.
I think you're absolutely right. That was a point I had later on this week, was that it's definitely the death of how you thought that dream would come about.
So even as you talk about the reasons why, and we try to make these programs relevant to what we are looking at. And I think a lot of people look, you know, we've heard, 50%, one in two end in divorce. What's the really recent stats on this?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know if I want to give a number because I don't know that I researched it quite enough, but one article I did look at preparing for this said that it's hard to get real statistics because the marital rate and the divorce rate are not kept the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers aren't necessarily comparable, apples to apples.
Yeah, it's not easy to pinpoint an exact number.
Right. But it's definitely somewhere within 10% of half.
Okay. And the other piece, too, is that when we talk about divorce, starting over again, adjusting to divorce, we're not just talking about one divorce.
Good point.
I believe the numbers are really increasing in the area of two to three divorces, and we're not just
That's
saying
right.
Hollywood or the rich and famous.
No.
It's
everyday American person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, second marriage, third marriage,
right.
Because the issues weren't resolved initially, and
That's
rebounds,
right.
And there's a multitude of reasons.
And it's more complex with each successive one.
Yeah, so how do you even figure that in the stats?
Yeah,
it's very
right.
hard, very hard. You know what? We need to pause, hear from our sponsor. When we come back, I'd like to have you just give our listeners an overview of what we'll be looking at this week.
Sounds good.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Eric Norquist right before the break, the topic of the week, starting over again, adjusting to divorce. And certainly what a need to really look at starting over again. What does that look like? Can you help us? You know, we've got four more days after today. What are some of the topics you're going to be talking about?
I thought hopefully today before we close I can talk about the stages of what some stages that I came up with as I thought through what people endure, the many losses single parents face, common problems divorced people face, getting along with your ex-spouse and some tips there. Also talked about some gender specific challenges. I think guys tend to suffer with certain things after divorce, where women suffer with other things, generally speaking. And then I wanted to talk about starting over again, starting a new life, and how to mend and how to kind of start with a different single life again.
Okay, I love that. So I'm going to tell our listeners, you have to listen to Friday.
Okay. That's where the goodies are going to
come. Yes, that's the hope.
The recovery, right.
There is hope. Well, maybe we can. Let's dive into stages of divorce.
Yeah, I came up with what I thought were kind of four stages of divorce. And the initial one is the actual breakup. When you're realizing someone's filed for divorce, you're in the process of splitting up assets, you're going through the actual legal process of divorce, and then you actually physically then split up at some point. And I'm going to call that stage two. I'm going to call that establishing two households. So you have the breakup phase, establishing two households, where the new normal becomes the children. We're going to talk a lot in terms of married with kids in this week. The new normal, now we have kids going here certain days with mom and here certain days with dad. So that's kind of the adjustment. Then I call it finding equilibrium. or kind of ingraining change. So now you've ingrained this new way of living. So you're trying to find a new normal, mm-hmm. and you've kind of found a new normal. And then what I called maintenance phase. So kind of once you have that all established, maybe after a year or two, you have the new schedules down, things are kind of calming down, then you kind of maintain.
So when we think about our week out, will you be spending time in each one of these stages?
Yes, but especially probably the middle two, kind of establishing, kind of when it happens, when you're trying to adjust to the new situation, the new homes, the new kids, the new schedules.
And you know, when we think of divorce and breaking up, there are, you know, people make the assumption that we're only talking about the spouse who didn't want the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But there are spouses who actually do the filing.
That's true.
How do these phases, obviously they're going to affect them differently.
Yeah.
And you know, we file for a lot of different reasons, and that's mm-hmm. not what this program is about.
Mm-hmm.
But two are both going through this. But that would you, is it fair to say that both are going through differently because one wanted the divorce, one did not?
Yeah, in the let's just assume probably most divorces happen where one filed and wants out, the other doesn't.
Yeah,
that's probably the vast majority.
Yes.
Sometimes they both do, and it's a relief to both, but generally that's true. And I'd say the one that that gets filed against generally deals more with grief, loneliness, abandonment, whereas the other one, if there's anything that they go through, a lot of it is guilt.
Yes.
Because they feel bad. They see the effects on the ex. They see the effects on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very guilt-producing for somebody.
So I love the fact that we can look at both sides of that because certainly that's what we deal with and here in our office and, you know, outside our doors. I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow as we dive into this whole starting over again. If you have friends or family members that might be right in the throes of all this, have them listen to the program. I know it will give them some help. Visit us on our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. And if you have any questions about the different services that Perspectives offers, we have 5 locations now, one in 3 different counties. One is certainly close to you. Call the number that's coming up here shortly. Our girls will be happy to help you and answer your questions. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Looking forward to it.
Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.